Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcrleeds.org. In today's podcast, Noel Mules of Anvil and Greenbelt gives his response to Rob Kelsey's book, Praying for the Earth, published by Sacristy Press and available in bookshops now.
Praying for the earth is something we should always have been doing, holding her in our hearts just as she holds us in hers. Sadly, to make praying for the earth a major Christian focus, we've had to find ourselves standing on the event horizon of an ecological crisis, unlike anything humanity has ever experienced in the million plus years of our previous history. Earth is our mother, together with God. The womb from which each one of us has been born, the home within which we all live. Earth is a source providing our every need. She is our teacher. Her nature is, in fact, nature itself, which in turn shapes every aspect of human nature. She embraces and nurtures the whole creation Earth family, with whom we're each totally interconnected and share this planet. Earth also provides the tomb within which each of us shall finally rest at death, until along with her we share together in the resurrection and the restoration of all things at the renewal of the whole creation, when she will become the ultimate focus as the dwelling place of God. Earth's also the one with whom Jesus personally identifies when he uses his favorite title for himself, Son of Man, literally Earth Person. Rob's book, Praying for the Earth, Remembering the Environment in Our Public and Private Prayers of Intercession, I think is just such a gift. First, it wakes us up to the call and the responsibility to pray for Earth, with hearts filled with both lament and love, especially at this time of global crisis. Second, and vitally, it shows us how to pray and why. We all know it's no secret how many people react when they hear someone make a plea to join with others to pray for Earth. Yes, they agree. We're all caught up in an environmental catastrophe, a spiraling vortex of our own making, a spiritual crisis that's spun out of control by our ignorance and indifference. But let's be honest. How should we pray? How can we actually pray? Where on earth do we start to pray? Yes, pun intended. Actually, is there really any point in praying at all? And by the way, what do we even mean by prayer? Rob knows these are genuine and important questions, issues that so many of us struggle with. So at the start of praying for the earth, he creates a space where we can wrestle with exactly these questions. He begins with a brief and I think brilliant introduction about God's plan for the redemption of all creation and the salvation of the whole earth, and why prayer really does matter. I'll leave you to discover for yourself the exciting detail of these truth treasures. But what I will say, however, is that I am absolutely certain that if you read this opening section of the book, reflect on it and embrace its message. It will so inspire you about the divine destiny of our planet that whatever powerlessness or pointlessness you may certainly feel about prayer and praying, it will evaporate and be replaced by a real passion for praying for the earth. I love the rhythms that earth weaves. The way night follows day, how together their dance turns into weeks becoming months, creating years, all intertwined with the center point of the four seasons and the sun festivals of solstice and equinox. For me, Rob's book, Praying for the Earth, captures exactly these rhythms and momenta. As he's pointed out, he begins by offering a prayer for every day of the week, each one naturally echoing the seven stages of the great creation hymn that opens the book of Genesis: light and power, air and climate, water, land and vegetation, living creatures, human beings and the environment, and finally, rest and restraint. Two cycles of monthly prayers then unfold, together touching on most of the themes that the ecological crisis is throwing at us. And this is where the rich resources of Rob's book really become evident. I'm going to give you just a sample of four themes, which will have to suffice, I'm afraid. Prayers for Earth's community. Animals, birds, clouds, fish, insects, lakes, landscapes, oceans, plants, rainforests, rivers, streams, sea creatures, soil, trees, urban wildlife and weather patterns. Prayers for Earth's challenges. Air and water pollution, the built environment, climate change, flooding, food miles, plastics, light pollution, litter, natural disasters, pandemics, tourism and waste. Prayers for Earth's sustainability, tribal people, biodiversity, decarbonisation, education and campaigning, fair trade, organic farming, waste reduction, reuse, recycling, wind and solar power. And prayers for Earth's festivals: Advent, All Saints, All Souls, Ascension, Candlemas, Christmas, Easter, Epiphany, Harvest, Holy Week, Lammas, Lent, Pentecost, Rogation Tide, St. Francis, and lots more besides. These prayers not only remind us of the detail about each of the issues addressed, but they give us the words with which to respond when the challenges that confront us so often seem to be beyond words. Praying for the Earth also provides you with the freedom to weave your own prayer patterns and pathways by using the extensive index at the back of the book. From now on, you never need to be lost for words in either your personal thoughts or in your deepest heartfelt prayers. Prayer has patterns, pastes, and rhythms, just like Earth herself. Prayer is breathing, exhaling our burdens, concerns, anxieties, and griefs, while inhaling that living hope that flows from its source within the very heart of the divine, bringing healing, inspiring worship, and energizing strength. Prayer may be a deep conversation of the spirit, or perhaps more often, like coming up for air and gasping for breath. Prayer may be a single voice, or perhaps many, caring, crying, calming, clamoring, quieting, expecting. Using prayer for the earth, you will discover just how naturally prayer flows within those rhythms of life as you actually experience them day in and day out, riding the currents or blowing with the storm. Contemplation is the work of prayer, which always motivates the prayer of work, which is activism. This is why Bob's book, Praying for the Earth, is so important. Buy a copy and get to work. Let your knee work also become earth work, and in so doing, actually and actively change the world. Those who say prayer changes nothing, that's people who don't pray. Those who do pray know prayer changes everything. Of course, it always has to begin with each one of us, so then others can be inspired and begin to become the change they themselves really want to see. This is what Earth and God together are both longing to see.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org. Rob Kelsey's book, Praying for the Earth, is in bookshops now.